I usually have two or three pair in my car.
Yeah. Well, that pair in the car has been a lifesaver so many times.
Are we all right?
As tradition with our work sessions, we don't start off real formally. We don't have any gaveling or praying or anything else. We just basically are here tonight to begin the budget work sessions for fiscal year 2016. Tonight begins the formal part of the annual Town of Berlin budget process. Over the course of the next 7 weeks, it is our objective to receive budget requests for operating and capital expenses for July 1st, 2015 through June 30th, 2016. The schedule for the town's project, the town's budget process is as follows. Monday, April 20th, is our first and initial, but not only, discussion about the general fund budget. Then 2 weeks from now, on May 4th, also at 6 p.m., we'll have our first discussion about the utilities budget, otherwise sometimes called the enterprise funds. Then on Monday, May 18th, we'll have a final overall budget work session where hopefully that time we're just pinning down, a few loose ends and getting it in final shape and making some, hopefully, final decisions. And then the budget will be introduced on Tuesday, May 26th, right after Memorial Day. And then 2 weeks later, hopefully, if everything goes as planned and as it normally does, we expect to adopt the new FY16 budget on June 8th. That's at a regular meeting. During tonight's general fund budget work session, budget requests for the following will be presented. An overview of the projected budget revenue will be presented by our finance director, Natalie Sillet. Budget for elected officials and administration will be presented by Laura Allen, our town administrator. Economic development, Laura will be filling in for Ivy, who is out of town. And so Laura will also make that presentation. Natalie will then plead her case for some support for finance, whatever for, I don't know. should be money for everybody else. Right? But anyway, Chief Downing will again twist my arm and get hopefully most of what he needs for our police department. Next, Jane Kreider, in a role as Public Works Director, will make a request for Public Works. Jeff Fleetwood, who's may most folks here know, but maybe not generally, that he's also has the responsibility of the building and grounds for the town hall. And then Dave Englehart will make his budget presentation for planning. And then Mary Boland will make her budget request for parks and recreation. And then I will talk briefly about some community capital improvements we hope to make a part of this year's budget. Okay, so let's start rolling with Natalie. First, thanks for all the prep work. I know it's been a highlight of the year, so.
General fund operating revenues. We don't have major changes or major additions. Pretty much line items the same as the prior year. I'm just going to go over the highlighted items that is significantly different from this year. The first item will increase by 20,000 is corporation taxes, and that's basically due to expected increase in business activities.
Which one was that? Corporation taxes?
7105 corporation taxes.
Thank you.
We projected to be 20,000 additional tax credits. Highway user revenues. I know council members have called us about 75, and I think we're in a good position to receive several letters, and they're assuring us that we will be funded actually by $17,200 extra for fiscal year 16. They have allocated additional money to municipalities through
Great. Yeah, that's very good news. Thanks, Lisa, for all the work you did on that committee.
Thank the new governor, because he's the one that put that $20 million aside.
Yep.
Thank
yep.
who?
The new governor.
Okay.
State income tax is projected to go up a little bit by 20,000. We do conservative hoping it's going to be a little bit more, but it's just going to be on the safe side. Mm-hmm. Projected to be at 270. The most excited highlighted item is impact base residential due to our upcoming construction and residential communities comment at the Seahawk Road. So we've discussed that with Dave Engelhardt, and for the phase one project that he's anticipated, the builder anticipated to complete in fiscal year 16 for 144 units, impact fees would be around $280,000, which is a significant increase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Along with that, we've estimated to receive commercial impact fees of $10,000, which is projected that some commercial building or businesses would come near the town growing to bring that in.
And we haven't had any of that this year at all?
We have not. Then moving along down to the lines where we have building permits and town permits, all the construction permits pretty much went up a little bit just because we anticipate, of course, from planning department is given more building review and sign permits connected to the construction.
Okay.
We've also been on the conservative side with the county grant for the prior year, but this year I think we have a good assurance that we're going to be getting 450 versus 400 that was budgeted for the prior year, yet we have received 450 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just budgeting the same amount as we received already. moving along, pretty much all the item revenues are in line, and I'm not going to go over one by one. The items in blueprints as of fund, utility fund contributions, those are subject to change as we finish the enterprise funds. That's why I highlighted that there's nothing special to them, just because they will be changing, not significantly, but for a little bit.
It'd be slight changes.
Slight changes.
Okay.
Anything in blue, of course. We've estimated for our on the general ledger we call it slot revenues, but it's our slot revenues received from the county. So we've estimated that to be at 230, just by looking at the monthly revenues received multiplying by 12 months projections. So we think we're going to get close to 230. With all the operating revenues, we have a total general fund of $5,685,371 projected to be for fiscal year 16. We've started the Stormwater Fund several years ago, and we've funded Stormwater Fund from general operating fund in prior years by 300, and then reduced them slowly because the Stormwater Fund grew along and became stronger and stronger. So for this particular fiscal year 15 budget, we've reduced the contribution to Stormwater Fund by 60 and leaving there a 200 to transfer.
So the bottom line is that projected wise, but based on these projections, we'd have a just shy of $715,000 more in revenue, which is 16% more than the current budget.
Okay.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's the largest single increase, at least in several years, in a one-year period. Is that
right.
correct?
And due to the impact fees in mm-hmm. our construction development.
Okay.
So, I think going forward it should level up. We would not have such a big difference, but it's a good difference.
Yeah, it's a good difference, yes. I'll go for that. Thank you. Yeah, but it is interesting. I mean, we've been talking about growth for a while.
Right.
But, and we've been saying it's imminent, and now it looks like, from a budgetary standpoint, it's here.
But at the same time, I have looked at our general fund revenues since 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And even there, we see a 17 to 16% increase for this particular year. We actually, in comparison from 2010 to fiscal year 16, projected down 8%.
How about that? In 2010, was that the year we had to cut, I think, the major cut in budget? No. I remember it was about, it was a long, cold January. It was halfway through the year and we had to cut. About $1 million, I think. Okay. No. You missed all the time. Okay, but that's good. That's a good thing. So in reality, we've kind of gone through the recession, and we're back to where we were,
yeah,
roughly,
but
we're able to do it. We're doing a lot more. Okay. Does anybody have any questions so far? I mean, we'll keep this, you know, as a, so we can swallow it as we can, you know. Okay.
The stormwater contribution, moving the $60,000, is that the money we're getting from the stormwater utility?
Vice versa. The operating fund contributed $200,000.
Gotcha.
Support and operations out there. But the stormwater fund is strong and operating on its own due to several grants.
Okay.
Revenues that we receive.
What construction fees have we received over and above from what project?
Well, for this fiscal year, we've received $6,000 in residential impact fees, which just basically single home
Build.
So that would be three houses, right? Isn't it 2,000 per house?
There's not even dealing with any of the larger developments, right?
Like the cannery?
Like the cannery.
We've received, well, he brought several checks a couple of days ago, but the numbers did not reflect. They were just like basically 2 days ago. Yes, we've received cannery bill 12 fees. That would be reflected in this fiscal year 15 for our financial statements.
Oh, okay.
So it would be reflected in our current budget, not the new one.
Right.
Okay.
We didn't anticipate that in the budget last year.
We did not.
How many units was it?
45.
45.
So that's 9 grand.
90,000.
Okay. Very good.
$584,000.
Okay, go right ahead. You're doing
any more questions of the revenue? We can move on to the
administration. Some of the highlights. We've got a few changes here that I brought to your attention. Stop by saying the numbers that you see before you have health insurance increases factored in about 10%, and we'll be talking about specifics of where those costs are landing in our executive session later on tonight, but we think those numbers are going to be lower. So as you look at the expenses, you'll notice most departments are up. Some of that's a function of anticipated health costs and working hard to get reduced. Some other insurance costs have gone up. We've got increased workers' compensation and then also increased liability costs, which are reflected in these numbers. So in terms of changes for administration, if you look at the postage line item, which is 4023, we've consolidated that along with the office equipment rental line item, which is 4044. Into finance customer service. There were some costs that were being borne by the administrative budget, which is a general fund activity, which I think are really shared by all of the departments. So we've moved that over to customer service. Customer service is split so that the general fund takes off a piece of it and the other special funds take other pieces. Natalie, do you know the percentages off the top of your head?
40% electric, 20%
general fund, and then
okay.
Which is fair, because most of the postage is generated by the electric utility, correct, with the bills and that kind of thing?
So you'll see some decreases there. Elected professional services line item, the same. I've got some money in there in case we want to do a refresh on the strategic plan. But if not, then we've got a little bit of flexibility in there. Special appropriations changes a little bit. And let me get that number for you. That's 4076. What I've got factored in there is a nonprofit contributions that the council would typically make. So in that line item, I have $10,000 for AGH, $7,500 for Diakonia, $7,500 for the Worcester County Developmental Center.
What was that last one?
The Developmental Center for Worcester County.
That was
$7,500.
What line is that?
That's all in special appropriations. 4076.
4076.
Mm-hmm. And then I've got a $5,000 allotment in there for other. I know sometimes the council's interested in making a contribution to the Little League, and so there's a little bit of extra money in there in case there's a worthy cause that you're interested in contributing to. So that number goes up a little bit to reflect those contributions.
And they're all ones we made last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Credit card fee, you'll notice negative there, that also got moved. Didn't I mention the Cricket Center? Did I include the Cricket Center when I
No, I was going to ask you didn't.
Okay, $5,000
for them.
Cricket Center. Thank you, Natalie. So I don't believe the council has contributed to the Cricket Center in the past, but that's, so that would be a new one. And we are having the nonprofits come and make presentations, if not at the next council meeting and subsequent council meeting, but they should all get in before budget introduction on the 26th of May.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's great about the Cricket Center, the $5,000.
I've got the fire company allocation, the same pending discussions with the fire company in detail. The slight impact expense money is in there.
And we always go with 200, right, and anything else is a bonus, kind of.
We kind of allocate 200 every year, just a round figure to go for.
It's always been slightly higher than what,
Yes.
I mean, not way out of the ballpark, but I'd rather be a little on the conservative side, and then it certainly doesn't hurt to have that little bit of cushion.
Right.
If the table games ever came, that probably would increase because that would generate more business.
I think that's left out.
Yeah. No, we don't get a part of the table, but that would increase their slot play. You have more people coming.
Maybe. Hopefully.
So if there are not any questions on any of that, I can talk about that.
Tell me about 4102.
The multi-purpose building. Yeah, so we've got $5,000 budgeted in there. That's typically been a standing item. This year we used it for paint and
a new ceiling. We repair the roof, which is, I just got a call right before I came. It's leaking again, so we have to go back and repair some more. But
got any guarantee on that roof?
Pardon me?
Has it been that long since we...
No, it's not where they just patched. It's a new, it's a new area. The flat roof, it really needs a new roof. Mm-hmm. It's
with
just extremely
pitch.
Expensive at this point. So.
Thank you.
environmental initiatives, 4103, is that kind of supporting like Go Berlin Green or those kinds of things?
Exactly. Council allocated that to that nonprofit this year. That's been a standing kind of budget as well, although I did decrease it down to five. Five is what you use this year. So we've got that in at five again.
And what about capital outlay?
Yeah, so if there aren't any more questions on that, I can talk about capital outlay if you're ready to go there. That would be the last page on your handout, but that would be the time. So the first item is a vehicle for town hall. This would be replacing the human resources director's vehicle. That vehicle would become a pool vehicle. We actually have two pool vehicles that are in pretty bad shape, the Tracker and the
Blazer.
Ranger and the Blazer.
Is that the one that Carolyn uses, the little white one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got some age on it.
The Tracker's a 91 and the Blazer's an 86.
Yeah. Blazer's so alive.
Tell me about this pool vehicle.
How are they used and by whom?
Typically they're used either by Carolyn Short or Carolyn Duffy. I think Dave might use it periodically to run around town, check out inspections, follow up on complaints.
Deliver packets.
Carolyn Short might run each month to help you go to pick up supplies, make purchases related to the job. But typically those trips aren't very far out of the town limits. I can say Home Depot is probably the furthest out of town that we could go.
Carolyn does inspections on the grass and all that.
Yeah, we'd be following up on code complaints.
For enforcement.
Grass cut complaints. Building structure complaints, things of that nature. Jeff's vehicle has got how many miles on it?
155.
We're certainly getting our money out of some of these vehicles.
So then the second item on the expenditures is the Tyson feasibility study. This is for the due diligence that the council is interested in doing prior to purchasing or considering the purchase of the Tyson property. Then we've got $25,000 in here for architectural design standards. This will be a follow-up to the discussion you have with the planning commission. And Dave's working on an RFQ to get a firm to come and do that. So we would expect that at the beginning of the fiscal year in terms of the contract. And then we've got finance and billing software. We're still working out some fine-tuned contract language with Tyler Technologies. I got an update from Barry today. He said they're very close to reaching a conclusion on that.
That strikes me as being a lot lower than what I thought.
We're splitting it amongst the various
departments.
Various funds.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
You know what? There it is. Welcome Center HVAC system. Okay. So I'm going to also present Ivy's budget, but I should mention to you while we're here, at the very bottom of the list, we do have $30,000 to replace the HVAC system or the heating and air conditioning system at the visitor center. It's not very efficient. It's ending up costing us quite a bit of money. It's just we're working on getting some quotes to replace that system.
That's perfect.
We're looking at two potentials there as of right now. Folks should be on site this week, specific to a heat pump oriented system and sandpiper with natural gas as far as the heating side. But the reality is, on that current HVAC system that's there, it's a boiler. It operates off fuel oil. And the reality is, the boiler has to run every day that you're in that place, whether the heat's on or not, because the hot water heater, or excuse me, the water heater, the water heater operates off of the boiler. So the boiler has to run the heat water.
Oh, no, we definitely, that's very well needed. Are we going to hope, we're going to put out an RRF? Some RFPs, maybe some local.
I've got two folks coming in first. I know a little bit, but these folks are I want the language to put in the RFP.
Absolutely.
RFP, excuse me.
Bid documents.
Bid documents.
For the hot water heater?
No.
For the water heater, you just need a small Rinnai, just for a sink and whatever it is.
All it is.
Exactly.
The electric thing for $500 and you'll...
If you get the natural gas.
You wouldn't need it, don't do it.
Nope.
You gotta keep it hot too. Rinnai, it just sits there, you turn the faucet on, the electric coils come on, it heats up the water, whatever. Whatever temperature you tell it to, you turn it off.
The tankless.
And draw it up.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about, the tankless system.
But I'm talking on a Rinnai, I agree 100%, but explore the possibility of an electric one or fired by natural gas.
Yeah. I like the electric. First thing.
Are you ready to move on to elected officials?
Sure.
So, not much change here. Already mentioned the healthcare costs and other insurance related costs. It's a little bit higher, that's a function of that. We also have more folks claiming cell phone reimbursement. I also wanted to mention that the telephone line item here has been moved and consolidated to the administration. So you'll notice a change.
I just want to add to the telephone expense, since we switched from Verizon to Comcast, they are allocating the cost per location. Before we were split in by department and the percentage. So it was kind of all over and convoluted. Right now will be more centralized. So basically the administration will be responsible for the town hall and police department will be separate. But then going forward, electric will be just an electric administration and then water will be the water administration. So it's per location, not per department.
Okay. That makes sense. That's good.
Any questions about elected officials? So the biggest change we've got here in economic development is really at the bottom of the list of numbers, which is a DHC grant, is a facade grant of $50,000, which Ivy's working on for the new art gallery that's going in on 6 South Main Street. Few other changes in here. She's got a little more money in there for telephones. It has to do with the fact that we've added some phones and some lines into that facility to accommodate staffing changes. excuse me. A few changes in advertising and contracted services just to beef up those line items. And
health insurance?
Well, and the usual health insurance and other insurance changes. Because you're going to see that in every... Is there something particular about health insurance?
Well, now we're showing two people.
What you had 6 months ago was Michael Day had single coverage.
Right, now you
now
have...
Now you have an individual with full family coverage and another individual with employee and spouse coverage.
Right.
Versus a single.
Right.
Now the Welcome Center utilities, if we go forward and replace that system, that should substantially change.
I'm hoping so. Yeah. That's our hope.
Is that something you'll be able to get an estimate on or as part of that, as part of the contract, so that there would be some range, because that is seemed to be a backbreaker in terms of other things we want to do to upgrade the building.
Have they done an electric assessment? Has Tim ever done an assessment of the building?
Like he does. That's a good idea.
He's done that.
They have. Okay.
Now the visitor center match. That's matching the visitor center down in the Maryland Virginia line, right?
Well, that's a case they've got a grant that they apply to.
Okay.
Correct on that, Ellie. It's sort of a placeholder for match that they might need to be able to apply for a grant.
Okay.
And then on the very bottom, DHCD, that's the facade grant.
That I mentioned initially.
It's basically passed through. It's not, I guess we call this budget the same amount on the revenue side and then the expense, basically. business applies, receives it, duties delivered, and passes it on to the business to basically the building.
And they get half. That's when they come in here and ask us. And that's Department of Housing and Community Development, I think. Okay. Looks good.
Any other questions on?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Moving on to the finance department. As I mentioned before, the health insurance, we're hoping that number will go down. The only significant professional services, I'm just going to mention what included in the line items because they're pretty much the same as the prior year. It's our PKS and company audit plus the fire company audit fees for the next year for engagement letters. I'm increasing the employee training, or I'm proposing to increase the employee training due to the software common changes, just because I'm anticipating a little amount more hours and learning the software itself. Office supplies, we anticipated such a wonderful software that will allow us to go pretty much paperless. So they describe us that we will be able to scan the paper and attach to the line item in our software. So I have looked online, Staples and Home Office Depot, and they have those little cute scanners that you can attach to the computer and put the papers through. They're pretty much running between $400 to $500. So then each employee would have a little scanner and they would scan the invoice or scan a printout. They don't have to keep a copy of a copy and staple and scan and put it in cabinets. So that will help us in a long run to go paperless and have more centralized scan
and
system.
And it'll be immediately accessible through digitally rather than going and looking for some boxes.
And your paper savings is going to pay for it because the case of paper is just outrageous anymore. I mean, paper's increasing. I can't imagine what you go through.
Natalie, if you are interested in scanning documents and turn them into data, you can visit the scanning department of AGH, and it's located in the Barrett Building. Those girls do a lot of scanning and if I can get your card, I'll have them call you.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be something to see because they scan a lot of stuff.
I think Vicky will be interested because I think on the Vicky's list is the centralized scan and filing system. The e-filing per se, so that would be something good.
That's so great. It's so close. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they were one of the first hospitals to go electronic with the records.
Well, my doctor's office is now. Yeah. I notice anything they do, the whole time you're checking out, they're scanning everything. They have no file cabinets.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you. Thanks for the tip.
Contracted services, line item 4060, I'm limited to the same amount, but hoping that's going to go down because we've included here Logic's annual maintenance fees, which we're hoping to get rid of very soon.
But that would also, would that be impacted at all by the training you're going to be doing on the new system?
That's going to be part of a capital outlay.
Okay. So you hopefully it's covered
right
there.
Okay.
Right.
And of course, the capital outlay equipment will leave them $30,000 for the financial system.
Well, I hope you get rid of Logix real soon, too.
That's pretty much all I have for the finance department. If you don't have any questions, I will discuss the customer service.
Okay.
Customer service accounts, as we know, they're allocated through the funds. Going into the increases, it's those centralized items that we pull from administration. They consist of postage, rental office equipment, which is our mail stuffer, postage machine, date machine, and utility customer service lease agreement on the copier and printer. Also, we've pulled credit card fees, and I'm increasing the credit card fee amount by $1,000 because going into Tyler Technologies, I'm thinking we have a little bit of an elevated cost on my usage. Mm-hmm. So I'm budgeting just a little bit extra in case we have to absorb that cost.
Credit card fees are outrageous.
So, in overall total, the customer service account went up by about $80,000, but it's due to because we're centralizing the items and then they're passed along through the percentage to the other funds.
Very good. Any questions?
Yes. Can I ask about the credit card fees that you have of $52,000? This is what the town picks up after someone pays online with their credit card?
Anything that credit card companies charge us is a month's Visa, and we don't take American Express. Yes.
That's what it's costing us.
I'm curious as to why we're picking it up.
Because we're always done
it. Well. Sounds like, okay, why don't we look at an alternative?
Passing it on.
The alternative would be to pass it on to consumer, which we have to get through the PCA approval.
Right. Public Services Commission would have to approve that.
Okay, because all the municipalities that I mail billings for water billing, tax billing, sewage and wastewater billing, all of those fees are borne by the person that goes in. A lot of them are not very cheap, but that's part of the price that you pay if you want to go ahead and use their service.
I would be open for discussion with that.
Be more than happy to get you the information. More than happy, because that's a hefty sum. I'm sorry, that's a huge amount of money.
And I think the key thing is that if we want to do that, we want to make sure we have that on our list to talk to them about before December.
It's not a matter of.
So the others we wouldn't need permission, but we would for the electric.
For the electric, okay. I can see that more.
So that's something we might could do next year and prepare for it.
Because those are typically done through a third party service, or we can even set up our own service. Okay, that's a ton of money.
It's another way to. To modernize and also save money at the same time.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking none of the municipalities I do work for, none of them pick up the tab. None of them at all. So I'll be more than happy to get you and Laura the information. That's a chunk.
But that's something that, you know, they would bring up for the electric part. We'd have to wait to December because that have to be approved, right?
We have to look and see whether or not it's required to go in our base rate. It needs to go in our base rate. A base rate case is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
A process to go through the Public Service Commission, but we can definitely take a look and see what portion is electric versus other funds and come up with a proposal.
Absolutely, because
you can't include in the base rate because everybody's going to pay with the credit card.
Typically it's a third party service, and you're paying that third party. It's not the town that's making the money. It's a third party service.
So what I'm proposing is let us look at it.
Oh, sure.
And we'll see what the requirements are, and then we'll bring it back to you for action.
Yeah. The municipalities typically don't collect it. They'll use a company over here, and if you want to use that company, you pay for it, and we get dollar for dollar.
Most of it is probably electric. Is that what you're saying?
Paying online?
Well,
the
yes,
majority of it.
Majority, but yes and no, because some people have electric water sewer accounts combined together, and when they go and access their accounts online, they pay the full total bill. So. To allocate specifically to electric would be really, really difficult. It would be just, but by breaking up a percentage, yes, pretty much the electric.
Yeah,
we have more accounts in electric than water.
Well, maybe you could give Easton a call and see what they're doing because they have kind of the same issue. They have an electric plant. Maybe they've crossed that bridge.
Yeah,
that's
a big number, though.
I think you can charge. That's two trackers.
Or that's $50,000 for the perks or something.
Well,
you get that guy a new track. Well, good catch there, Tom. Thank you.
So basically, that department's even. The difference between last year and this year.
The difference between last year, well, the whole total amount is allocated, but it's an increase of 80 due to the centralized expenses.
Okay.
And that's why nobody takes American Express. I never, because they're so expensive. Mm-hmm.
But you have to.
That's all I use.
Yeah, that's all we use. I'm saying to run it in your store, that's their highest fees on American Express.
How do you take that gamble of getting your money?
Some people are surprised you take it.
Right. Do we have any other questions on the customer accounts, or customer service, as we call it?
If not, we can go on to the department.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
How are you doing, Chief?
And looking at the proposed FY16 budget, lines all the way going to 4014 would actually be placed in by the administration and HR, so we're actually coming below that. Looking at last year's budget, we actually are coming in a little bit less overall. Starting off with the cell phone, actually one person less at the budgeted with $600 coming off. Then coming down to travel, we took off $1,500 off of that one also. We did that because of training going up. And training went up by $3,000. We actually have one of the officers actually, they're going through a college program, and his tuition for this year is going to be higher than last year. So that was the increase there. Coming down below that, we looked at vehicle maintenance and looking at the maintenance for the year coming up. If we get the proposed vehicles we're looking at, we're actually going to be less than last year with the maintenance itself. Coming down farther, we have supplies and operations. That increased by $3,000, and that was accounting adjustment. Those $3,000 increase actually came from capital. What we did is we put in a taser in that location and replacement weapons. Those would generally be in the capital outlay, which would have been anything over $1,000 or more. And now with the new accounting guidelines, we have approved, it's actually $5,000 or more. Mm-hmm. So again, we actually pulled that out from cap and put that into the supplies and operations. Coming down farther, we actually have contractor services just up a little bit. Another $620, and capital outlay is less by $42,000. The last one we want to go ahead and express is the fingerprint expenses. This is a pass-through. The town itself actually has plus revenue on the side, but we wanted to go ahead and capture a little bit better. Instead of saying $4,000, we're going to go ahead and make, and then look, we've already made $24,000 this year. Again, we go ahead and we're expensed by the state, and we pay for every fingerprint, but we actually have to pay that on one side, and the revenue is higher than the expense itself.
Yeah.
And this is the fingerprinting services that you now provide, right?
That is correct. We're actually, they're averaging roughly $1,600 a month, even a little bit higher in some months, because no one else in the area is actually doing fingerprints. You have to schedule MVA to go ahead and do it, and Ocean City does a little bit. But HQL, which is handgun qualification licensing, is a real big thing. Mm-hmm. No one else in the area is doing liquor licenses, so they come, and we're actually doing almost everyone for the foster care program with the county.
Also, whenever you have to do fingerprints for any other reason, the other agencies have to travel to a different town.
That is correct. So, right now, with DNR, is a prime example, a law enforcement agency. They would actually have to go to Annapolis to be fingerprinted. So all the guys who are on this end will actually come here to be fingerprinted instead of going to Annapolis. Mm-hmm. So again, convenience is a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's great.
So again, Shore Up, we actually had 1 month where they had 55 of their employees come in 1 month period to be fingerprinted.
Daycare.
Just from Salisbury, too?
That is correct.
That's
So for a city, rural state police is eliminated totally. So again, we're just providing that service as we speak.
Is your equipment okay, up to date?
We actually have $10,000 budget this year. We went out of warranty 2 years ago. And as good stewards of the money, we just run it until it dies.
Okay.
And the warranty has been out of warranty, and we're going to be replacing it this year, but it'll pay for itself.
Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Any detailed questions on anything? I was going to say, if you don't have any more questions, we can go to the capital outlay.
Can I just ask you one more question?
Sure.
Just for the safety of our officers and stuff, are you thinking about in the future maybe putting cameras in every car and a camera on every officer, or?
Great question. Right now, we're last meeting, you actually approved the camera car. Every one of our base vehicles has a camera in the vehicle now. That's technology that we do know. Our issue becomes a point of catching up with the technology ourselves. Right now, we only can store so much technology, or actual data. In doing it, we have everything audio that we're recording with the telephones and the radios as we speak. And then on the other side is all the images and all the things coming through the vehicle. If we add on the person, we're going to have to go ahead and start doing the whole process with a new server. And we're looking at that with a five-year plan as we speak. And that was being built in with the new department. Cards were saying, you need to have a new server. We kind of think we're going to be beating ourselves up if we go ahead and buy a new server, and then have to move it and then actually change a whole lot of things. So our issue is retaining the data. We have have gotten a lot of information from the Maryland Chiefs Association, FOP, in reference to the body cameras. We're listening to Pocomoke, who's the only one in Worcester County that are currently utilizing that technology, and we're trying to go ahead and find out, and we're going to follow in that line. But right now, we definitely know that the in-car camera system has provided us with a lot of security on the liability front. We've actually had several people complain about certain things, and we go ahead and bring up the images, and we have to know exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. So we definitely know that technology, and we're going to move towards the new technology with the body camera system.
Mm-hmm. Good.
You know, it never dawned on me that you have to store that information.
Well, right now we have one workstation that we thought we were going to do it on a workstation, and we learned real quick that you can't go ahead and put that much data. And we have to fine-tune it because law says to hold it for so long, but how long do we want to go ahead and hold it? We've actually had to have cases come back 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. The state attorney says, we'd like to have this information. So as we speak, we're there trying to go ahead and shorten that time, and we have to have everything that we've actually recorded from the last 4 year period with the new digital systems. And we're going to go ahead and change our retention process because of storage issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they don't have a police cloud up there.
The cloud is, if you don't understand it, it's something that you don't want to step into.
Yeah.
And again, security wise, we want to be able to put our hands on everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right now, we have to go ahead and make a phone call, or we get a phone call today, and Stephanie from the state turns off and says, I need this one tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we are, again, we go through boxes of this, and that's the mode they want. The smaller ones, we can go get email.
Oh,
but a lot of the actual stops themselves are too big to go ahead and transfer through the internet.
Okay, good.
Well, great.
That's very encouraging news. And it sounds like to me the short answer is the sooner you go into your new facility, the sooner you'll be in a position to do it.
Better address those issues. Again, we've been in the forefront of the cameras in the vehicle. We were at the VHS over a decade and a half ago. Yeah. So, again, we understand that in the storage and those parts. The state's attorney now, they're asking which vehicles don't have cameras in, not which ones do have cameras
good.
In.
Good. Excellent.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Going to the capital, we're actually looking at two replacement vehicles. When we talk about MD computers, it's actually the computers in the cars. We've actually been phasing new ones in with a docking station. We were using top books. It actually cost us roughly $5,000 apiece. We realized that now we can go ahead to Dell touchscreens for $1,000. And if we go ahead and get 2 years out of them, we have to buy another one, oh well. In fact, they've actually been lasting a lot longer than what we thought. That was a brain thought of Lieutenant Fisher, like, they're not going to last. And again, when you have to have individuals who are responsible for their own equipment, last a little bit better. And the last thing is a in-car camera system, and that will go in one of the new vehicles.
What will these vehicles be replacing?
They will be replacing specifically two other Crown Vics. One of them actually transmissions out of sitting at a racetrack today, and the other one is a spare vehicle, which we call the Painter. And they are, we'll tell you exactly.
They're old.
Well, again, with the vehicles, we book them at 5 years each and a certain mileage. We have four vehicles beyond that point. But you have to not only just look at the numbers, you have to go back and look at the vehicle. Some vehicles, you can go ahead and stretch that extra years. Some other vehicles, you can't.
How many Tahoes did we buy?
It's a total of four. You bought three last year.
And the condition as far as the engine and maintenance is...
One thing is with the brand new vehicles, we're blessed that we don't have any maintenance on any of those four vehicles. We've never paid one single dime in maintenance on oil changes, replacing the batteries, any of those things. Those are part of the purchase agreements that we have actually maintained. So we buy on a state contract for the whole first year or whatever the mileage is, and I can't stop that out. We have our maintenance free for that period of time.
Including oil change?
That's correct. We have not paid for one single oil change for either one of the four vehicles we've had.
So we're going to go to keep going to Tahoes?
We believe Tahoe's going to be the best option for us. One thing is over half the department are actually tactical trained. They're actually members of the SWAT team. Putting equipment inside of smaller vehicles is not a thing that works. Plus, putting big people in small cars don't work.
That's for sure.
The state police right now had an issue with the Caprices. They have to have special training for them with the V8. They're very fast vehicles. And again, the liability of cars going 150 miles an hour and those sort of things become an issue for us. The Tahoe is the most safe vehicle. We also know how the vehicle is set up with our equipment. What we have is we have the rifles inside the car, reach out and grab it, not going to a trunk. We have to have the computer. We have the camera. We have the e-tick machine. All the stuff that we didn't have a decade ago sitting in the front seat.
There.
What we have to know is if a crash happens, this vehicle is going to be safe. These things, once that airbag goes, it's not going to go ahead and fly the laptop in your zone. It's not going to fly back into the gun rack. So, again, the Sheriff's Department started off. They did the testing. So, again, we're not inventing the wheel. We're finding out what is safe, what is going to be efficient for us. And we're just following the trends in that way.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
The vehicles that are being replaced, one's a 2005 and one's a 2004. Hmm.
You said you're keeping one, and
that's one's actuality. One's a 2003, and another's 2004. What we have been doing is keeping vehicles and using them as parts. This is another thing. You have to have Crown Vics, you get to use parts. We have a total of five cars in the boneyard. These cars will actually be put on government deals and sold. We have no need to go ahead and utilize them for parts or anything like that.
So we had our own salvage yard for parts.
Putting off deals for seats will go again.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions regarding the capital budget for the police department? Sounds like a very, very sound plan. And again, I commend you for keeping up with technology and all the other things that are happening in law enforcement.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Just keep them all safe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Please. Well, how y'all doing this evening?
Good. So we're going to move on to Public Works, and we have Jane and Wendell. And of course, in Public Works, we have Public Works Administration, Sanitation, and Streets. So we're going to go with three departments. And as usual, I like to have the directors, the, the superintendents here with me. Without them, it's really difficult. Under the Public Works, we actually, the biggest reduction is in the capital. So our overall budget under Public Works went down 31%. And we'll touch on the capital at the end.
Okay.
We are going to be the big bad people this year and ask for one new employee under sanitation. We struggle with Public Works. There's six individuals. Most people aren't able to take their vacations as often because there's just so few people. We have more and more events. We have more and more snowstorms.
Yes.
We have more more issues that Public Works has been involved with, and they are overstretched. Yes. When you look at this, you'll see that the budget goes up 25%. We hope to cover the additional employee by we recognize that there's a weak link in our billing for commercial trash pickup. Our quarterly rates run about what the commercial private companies charge for 1 month. And we've been charging the same for all size dumpsters, two cubic yards and waste wheelers. So
you'll have like a three-tiered scale?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you're going to restructure that bill?
We're going to restructure it, and
that would go effect July 1?
Yes.
Great.
And obviously we'll bring it before.
And that would help
out all the specifics and
pay for this employee and your reduction in your capital equipment.
By that, and also by the increase in the commercial fees. That's going to help pay our existing structure, because we're actually losing money by hauling 6 cubic yards and getting
charged for two or whatever.
The way the structure has been over the years needs to be overhauled.
And the county's increased too. They've restructured all their fees. Doesn't that have an effect on you?
Well, they're having a meeting, later on this month or early the 29th, and they're going to tell us whether or not the fees are going up or not for the municipalities. Mm-hmm. So we might have to tweak this a little bit.
Okay.
I think overall, though, we'll be able to cover those with the commercial. Like I said, what we charge quarterly is what we've seen the private companies charge monthly. So
We certainly haven't been overcharging.
No, not at all.
But I definitely, we want to bend over backwards to be as accommodating as possible, but there's also expenses to pay, and I totally agree that the additional personnel, I mean, my gosh, it's a real tribute, and this is something I hope you all know, that what Public Works is doing now, it's doing more and more all the time, and not just doing more, but doing it even better. And I get, we get compliments. The newspaper, I've seen nice things in the paper, and there's no doubt that you've got them hustling, but I don't want you to kill them, though. Especially one right there.
I really do think that the I don't want to say marriage, but the bringing together of water resources and Public Works has certainly helped. I know water resources relies on Public Works quite a bit, and when Public Works during the Gulf pickups.
Mm-hmm. A lot of cross training.
There is a lot of cross training, a lot of
just curiosity. I know we had so much snow, and now we're starting to have your guys. I know they work all day, and then they've had to push snow at night, push snow on weekends, starting on events. Have they been, getting regular weekends off, or have they had much time off since the first of the year?
No, and that's it. And of course, with our system, you use it or lose it. A lot of our guys have been here for a long time, so they're not able to take the vacations that they have earned, but also sorely need. It's needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've gotta be,
but also to be safe and to feel good about your, you want to feel like you're, living, working to live, not living to work.
I'm sure they want to spend time with their families too, and they have
And I think that additional person, it will certainly help ease the burden on all of us.
Okay.
We won't take it away, but it'll help.
Good. But I mean, it's not like it's going to be easy street, but at the same time, it definitely needs to be come in line with what is definitely, let's face it, just no comparison to the amount of responsibility that Public Works has now compared to maybe 10 years ago. So would you agree with that? I mean, you've always been doing it, but they're doing so much more. Yeah. Okay.
So now I asked them for that person, was it that difficult?
It wasn't difficult.
No, I
felt like we had a good reason yeah. behind it. And, mm-hmm. We do have part-timers, which we value tremendously, but they're only there for the summertime. And as we all know, it's the winters and the springs and the fall that have really been the times when we get behind them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Does anybody have any questions regarding the Public Works portion of the general fund budget?
Thank you, Wendell, and pass on at the Mitch to the staff that Mayor and Council really appreciate everything they've done since the beginning of this year.
Yep. We love you, Wendell.
Don't take that personally, though.
Right. You'll probably get 100 applications or something. Tom, too.
You let me drive the trash truck, I'll do it for free. Reach out, grabbing stuff.
That's cool. You just might call up a couple people.
That's right.
Then we'll have to buy another trash truck.
Oh, we still are waiting for the trash truck that was authorized earlier. It's they make it as you order it.
So. Right.
What really happened was Hertz bought a lot of trucks.
Oh.
And see, by Hertz being such a big company,
they go first.
Yeah.
When do you think it might come in? Any idea?
I think if I'm not mistaken, we probably get it probably June.
Okay.
You know.
Hopefully by Touch a Truck Day, May 30th.
Even with all of the events and the snow and all that kind of stuff, I see your overtime budgets really aren't that bad.
It hasn't been. again, it's helpful because Water Resources has jumped in as well. I think if it was strictly Public Works, it would have been way overblown. And same with Water Resources.
So it's spread over.
Spread over more.
Over time.
And some people do take the comp time. They do need that time off.
Sure.
On the capital budget, this year we weren't able to purchase the day ramps because we need that money we reallocated it to pave Triple E Street, which I might add, the contractor was on site today on Triple E Street for the sidewalks, yay, and as well at Henry Park to put in to start the concrete foundation for the bleachers.
Awesome.
So great. In the next 2 weeks, both projects should be pretty close to completion. And we're finally excited about that. We're still working on the design for the Branch Street sidewalks. Just fine-tuning a couple of things and trying to locate an area for the stormwater environmental site design that needs to be done for any stormwater projects that are, any construction project that are over 5,000 square feet. Hopefully, we'll have a decision on that sooner than later so we can get moving on all the sidewalks on Branch Street. We have the same wish list of streets and sidewalks as we did from this year that weren't completed. We also have added a Tingle on there. None of the roads fared well over the winter. We don't have Harrison on here. We all know that Harrison is an issue. Sometime we'll work on that, and we might discuss it with Laura and Natalie.
Yeah, we do need to have a discussion, not tonight, but Harrison Road is an issue.
And what we're hoping is that we can come to some at least temporary solution where we can maybe share the cost and get it squared away. And then, you know, it is an area that, again, we foresee change. And if we can do something that at least stabilizes the roadway, makes it, not only aggravating, but, possibly damaging the cars.
And it's
dangerous.
Well, I'm not using it anymore, but everybody hasn't slowed traffic down on that road with the...
But I would just say this, that I have had at least one very positive conversation by phone with the owner of Atkins Company, Berlin. And we're going to basically. I think he's taking a break now. More power to him. Mm-hmm. and as soon as that break's over, then we'll continue that conversation, and we'll hopefully come up with something that we can all that we can deal with and get it done ASAP, so it's not even part of next year's budget.
Well, if we do that, is it possible to make that street available so those heavy trucks can still run down without tearing it up?
Well, the problem is we're probably going to need a major at some point. Going to need.
See, we just overlaid. It needs to be taken out.
That has been sort of a homemade street. and particularly in the portion that we've never maintained. Now we did upgrade considerably the part from the railroad crossing where it used to be.
Yeah, from Hale's house.
Back to Main Street, and we did upgrade a little bit. It was a little harder right there by some of the states.
But I built that street.
Huh?
I paid a lot of money for that.
But
Brittany Lane, I did all that.
Brittany Lane, up that end, there was a lot of work done there, and
there's just spot. You know, the spot between the warehouses, the operational area.
But the holes by the railroad tracks now. They're holes. I mean, like front end, out of line holes.
And that's something too. You might want to check on that, because I just can't remember the exact line. You know, but you might want to check that crossing that railroad track area.
Yeah. And every time you all go out and patch, everybody, we appreciate it so much. I mean, guys in Aggie come here like, oh, thank you so much. And you've done it a lot.
About once a week now, right?
Patch it, and it runs great for two or three days, and you get a rainstorm, and done.
The same thing happens on Charles Street.
Wow, that's a lot.
And we're just putting a Band-Aid, really.
Oh, I did want to make notice now, it reminded me that we have a tractor with a side mount mower on there. We have one currently, but it's getting age on it. And we're also, since we're doing a lot of the stormwater ditches, it's great for the stormwater maintenance.
I want to drive that, too.
So you're going to get a nice one. Wendell, you're getting a nice one.
Free.
Did you come to touch and
try
that?
That's correct.
Yes, he does.
I think it's neat, boy.
You can't drive, though. You can just touch and sit and pretend.
What about you?
He's darn skippy.
Just as many men there as kids. You're
right. That stuff is neat.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for either Wendell or Jane regarding the public works?
Nope, just thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thanks for coming in again, Wendell.
Got a lot of fingers in that dike, but thank you.
We really do appreciate it. Thank you. What's next?
Mr. Building
and Grounds.
Building grounds, 43830. The big ticket on there, which is new this year, is the contracted service. We are planning about a $45,000 expense. What we're looking at doing is going with contracted cleaning service. We have a pretty detailed, I didn't bring it this evening, but a pretty detailed task list, if you will, spreadsheet. We actually get into a pre-bid on May 1st, the bid opening on May 8th, and then the contract will be in effective on July.
If you don't mind sharing it, you know, just by email or something, just so everybody can get some idea of the scope and what.
It's actually on the web page.
Huh?
On the web page under the government tab is a request for proposal.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you.
You can find all the information right there.
Great. Thank you.
And that estimate on cost, just to give you an idea how we bring that up, guessing what our square footage is for what we had put in this RFP, gone out to a couple other organizations that have used the contracted cleaners and got an idea what their place was, and we'll see what happens.
Now, what exactly are you talking about cleaning? This building, planning and zoning, the public bathrooms?
Public bathrooms.
Do they go out to, like, Jane's building, the electric company?
Yes.
So it's quite a lot.
The visitor center.
Okay. The way that we set the bid request up was that the town hall planning and the welcome center and the public restrooms were one look.
Okay.
And then the outlying facilities were a second piece. That way, it gives us a little bit of flexibility in looking at maybe where we might need to tweak things to get it into our budget line and that kind of thing. So we have some ability to maneuver there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Good.
And then the other big item is the capital outlay for equipment. That's the money we're looking at for the HVAC system overall.
Yeah, certainly. I don't think anybody's going to argue with you about that being a good investment for a long time. Good. Very good. Does anybody have any questions for Jeff? And thanks for the I should have never. I never even thought of that. I would have never thought of it actually.
I do while I'm up here, just to across the board. When I say across the board, every department, I want everyone aware that for FY16, workers' comp is only go up 10%, and that's been built in. The liability insurance line 4077, we planned 5%, but I think that's going to come in somewhere around 3%. I'll know more probably about 8 to 10 days. But that 2% difference on liability is not going to be a huge difference when you take a look at some total.
You said 10% on workers' comp?
On workers' comp.
Okay.
And that's not due to our employees. That's due to the area around us. We've had no injuries.
I'd rather discuss that when we go.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions for Jeff regarding buildings and grounds? Looks good. Thank you. Next is our planning.
Here comes Dave.
Dave Englehart.
Good evening, all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I think the biggest difference you'll see in ours is you see item 4060, contracted services. This is for MDIA, Middle Department Inspection Agency. We have had increased activity this year, and we will continue to, for building permit inspections. Footers, foundations, framing, the actual construction of the building. We got a nice tick up in permits now. So as we get into fiscal year 16, I'm sure Norman's going to be out there in the field. Our building permits, they'll be up. They are to cover these items, but it is an outlay that we put an increased number on. That's the biggest increase you'll see in of any of these line items. And then in the capital budget, the as Laura had mentioned before, the architectural commercial design standards that consultants speak, that is not shown on mine, but that is they capitalize that as an expense. Otherwise, that would have been one of my bigger ones that I had put in here.
No, that's where it belongs. That's fine. That's good. That's good. And at least then, I think knowing that. I know no one on the council, unless I'm surprised, that doesn't believe that we should get right into it. And if we've got it budgeted, then whatever preliminary thinking and discussion and planning you all on the Planning Commission can do, there's no need to wait till July to start thinking about it and talking about it, because it'll be here before you know it.
Sorry.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any questions?
Tell me how your salaries went down $1,000.
Is she not paying me enough?
Good catch.
I don't know that.
I can answer that. Probably, I mean, honestly, it probably is the way it was rounded, the way it was done last year versus this year.
You didn't ask me that question.
No.
So last year we rounded down, this year we rounded up.
This year we rounded down.
Last year we rounded up.
Okay.
It might have been the transition between the two positions when we designated. So now we're much closer to that. So that's quite possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense.
If he didn't have a complete year before that, my predecessor.
Okay.
That's
and
right.
I started the very end of August.
Okay.
So they didn't even have me in the whole.
That's where it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions for Dave?
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much. All right. And next is Mary Boland, who's going to be talking about parks and recreation.
The bottom line on parks and recreation stays the same. We're going to say 0% change from last year. What we did was move some numbers around within the budget just to kind of bring them into better line with what the actual spending is. But the bottom line is the same.
Okay.
No indoor basketball courts?
No indoor basketball
court.
So if you'd like to add that to the budget, I'm sure
that
we could work it out.
No, I think the Parks Commission continues to do just an outstanding job, and the enthusiasm, the ideas, and the flexibility, and the fact that they're thinking about all the parks, and I hope they're enjoying the being as busy as they are, and I hope you're enjoying coordinating.
They are. It's a really good group. It's been the same group for a while now, but if it's working, you can leave it alone.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Right. And there might be a time when somebody says they've had enough, they might want to do something else, and that's fine. We're not going to tell anybody to go to the door. But especially if doing good work and having a good time doing it.
And they have a true passion for it. They really care about our parks, and they put a lot into it.
The Henry Clark entrance is so much better than
that is Public Works. Yeah. The Parks Commission wanted to do something with it, but they aren't quite as on the ground. You know, they like it, but they don't necessarily, they're not the ones who are out there actually doing the physical work. Public Works has stepped up in the last few years, and it's just made a phenomenal difference.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. Does anyone have any questions for Mary?
Great. Jane got rid of all that wire grass, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Look for a new sign coming soon. Yes.
Oh, really? Very good. Excellent. You'll have to take a picture of it, and we'll put it on the slideshow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I want to ask about signs, because this is budget time. I've noticed some of our street signs on the, especially west side where the sun hits most, they're getting really faded. Is that something we're going to look at, I mean, in the future about our street signs? Some of them on...
They don't have the reflectivity.
The west side of the sign, because it gets so much sun. Mm-hmm. They're really getting very, very faded, and I just didn't know that maybe in a few years if we ought to think about...
Is there any replacement schedule or anything like that?
How old are they, Jane?
I have no clue. And honestly, I'm new at the Public Works, and I'm good at looking at, but I have not looked at the signs. And I've said it before, but I do appreciate people bringing that kind of thing up. I will certainly check to see what the if there is a schedule. I'm not aware of one, but certainly if they're getting faded and they've lost that reflectivity, then
some of them I think are the originals, mm-hmm. the original green signs when they.
Well, I have to tell you, I was riding around with my sister, and that's her job, riding communities and writing all that stuff up, and she kept telling me, "Look at that sign! Look at that sign!" I'm like, go back to the box iron.
That's why she noticed them.
Most of those signs
are probably 40, 50 years old.
Were put up during the time of Ron Barlow because he had an act for signs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of streets didn't have signs.
Yep.
Those nice Scotchlight ones, they cost me $35 a pop. I'm sure you could get them cheaper, but they're really reflective and they hold up very well.
And if that's something you can do and look into.
Scotchlight.
I don't know how difficult it would be, but if it's something that we need to do, over a couple years or 3 years, if we can at least get started.
Sure. Well, we do have a budget for signs, so it's as part of supplies and operations, but certainly we can do
do the ones that are most in dire need.
Exactly.
And I think one thing too is that, not to make your job harder, but we're looking at the obviously daytime. But also another thing, nighttime, because that's when, especially visitors, relatives coming into town,
right.
or when the weather's bad, the reflectivity is so important.
Yeah, the Scotchlight ones are great.
Yeah. So if we don't have a replacement schedule,
we'll get one.
I was just putting it out there,
great idea.
On down the road.
That's because Ann Drive faces west.
I don't care. I know where I live.
No, that's a good idea. Thank
you. Yeah, but it's a very good idea.
You can tell the difference on one side of the other sign.
The one that really we think we should look at is the Welcome to Berlin sign. Because when you're coming in town from the road from Assateague, you're coming in right there before you get to the ditch across from where you put the green plant, that one's really looking bad.
Yeah.
Is this town sealed looking rough? Mm-hmm. And maybe you can just change the seal or something
whatever.
But it's, hey, welcome to Berlin. You're a little coolest. The colors of your
That's a good idea. I mean, really,
it's
pass it all the time and never think about it.
30 years, 40 years.
Wow.
But the extreme weather conditions, we go from 100 in the summer to like minus whatever. I mean, that's really hard on stuff. Those extreme temperature changes.
Okay. All right. I think we've got all the different. Department heads and directors have made their presentations. And I just want to mention something because it's there. It's been in the background in different times. And these are what I call them, even though one is technically a grant rather than a capital improvement, is that one of the things that we're attempting to do in this budget, and we'll accomplish one way or the other is we're going to budget for success, right? So that if the following these are all things that the public said were very important to them in the strategic planning sessions, and fortunately they were all on more than on our radar screen. So in the capital improvements that are I think very highly anticipated. Let's assume that we're able to successfully conclude the sales agreement on the Tyson property, and that would be $2.5 million. Doesn't mean that everything's done yet, but it's we're making progress. And next is we want to begin get the design and engineering done, and construction at least started on the new police headquarters. At the corner, right across from Uncle Willie's, at the corner of U.S. Decatur, U.S. 113, and Bay Street Extended. It all depends on your perspective, but it's that corner, and so that this budget will one of the goals is to have that something that we can count on getting. Not only the design done, but getting the construction started, and the third thing is that we've allocated $1 million at this point. We don't know the full cost, but that should get us a good start. And then on the public parking, I'm asking that we consider for this year that we look at an investment of about $500,000 to increase public parking that's immediately walkable to downtown Berlin. It is, we're maxed out, not all the time, but a lot of the time. We'll never have all the parking for our major events, but the trolley system, the shuttle is, you know, people love it. I think that it can only be expanded upon, and so I'm not so much concerned about it trying to meet the capacity of special events as it is what I'll call is our now at least 6 days a week capacity in the warm weather months when I'll never forget that right after I got elected, that first Friday, which is normally called Black Friday, people were telling me there's not enough parking. So what I did is I made three surveys of every parking spot in town, and we never got above about 65%. Absolutely shocking. Now on a typical summer, you know, early summer, late summer, early fall day, the lots are, you know, 95% or more full. So it's time, I think, that we need to seriously, you know, consider expansion, because I don't think it's all going to go away. I do think that the increased visitation that we receive from not just folks who are visiting from out of area, but our immediate neighbors, I see them more and more all the time. So I think we need to try to accommodate them. And of course, accommodate our local folks so that, you know, if they choose to drive uptown, that there'll be a convenient place to park. And last thing I want to pass on is I did receive a request from the library, the board, not the one that's...
Foundation.
The foundation, thank you. The Worcester County Library Foundation. They have a proposal with the Humphreys Foundation, which is a private foundation, that they can get it's $150,000 grant, but they need to raise another $75,000, and then that'll give them a total of $225,000 to help towards it. It's not something going to pay for a new library, but it's going to be a significant help. And to this point, we haven't been asked to invest a dollar, so I'd like for that to be one of the considerations. And what they said that we could do is make that grant in three payments over 3 years. So it actually would be $25,000, but they would still get their $150,000. And so I just want to throw that out so that, you know, I know Natalie and Laura and everybody's working on obviously, the financing potential possibilities and obviously that's where we'd go. But between tax deductible bonds and then non-tax deductible bonds, but the interesting thing, at least, and if I'm wrong, correct me, or if I'm not quite on this, because you're the expert here. But the market is very favorable right now for issuing a bond issue so that we can get a very competitive rate. That's not going to last forever. Everybody keeps talking about, and no one knows, right? But, you know, eventually those rates are going to go back up. And so it seems to me that we've made, if we are successful, and I, the only one, quite frankly, that we don't know for sure at this time that is the potential acquisition of the Tyson property. But I think if we have a financial plan in place and we know how we're going to do it, then everything falls in line that we can do it. It's in the budget, and we don't have to go running and scurrying around saying, how are we going to do this? So I just want to throw that out. We're not going to figure it all out right this minute. Natalie's been working on it. Laura's been working on it. And as part of this budget process over the next few weeks, that will all be a part of it. And I just thought, I want to make sure we didn't forget some of those things that I mean, they're in the background all the time, but now it's that year where it's time to turn these hopes and dreams and start turning them into some realities, and these are the ones I'd recommend that you consider.
I've got a question. I'm confused about it. When we started talking about the police station,
mm-hmm.
we were also talking about a recreation complex, more or less similar to what they have in Snow Hill. Not that immaculate, I'm sure. But are we planning to incorporate that into the Tyson if we are successful in accommodating that, or are we still looking at a recreation complex next to the police station?
Well, here is what, at least from my perspective, mm-hmm. is that a recreational complex, both indoor and outdoor, is definitely one of the components that we're going to ask the feasibility study to look at for Tyson. It doesn't exclude something down the line happening over next to the police station, but I do know that what we also talked about was, and this is something we're going to have to figure out as a community, the multi-purpose building, we are keeping it maintained, but it does have it's going to have a limited life.
Shelf life.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we quite frankly, it kind of
it's always
brought it back from the edge of just
held up. It
was in bad shape, and it's now, you know, fine for now, but it's mm-hmm. not going to be fine forever. So I think that we have multiple decisions there, and just again, my perspective is that okay, we're trying to make this Tyson thing work. Let's see what the feasibility study says it can and cannot do. Let's see what partners that we can bring in. There are some very good nonprofits that can provide a lot of these services, so it wouldn't really be out of what I call town taxpayer expense. But see what happens and see what we can do. What we can't do, then we might be able to then look and say, okay, do we want that to be... and working with Home Improvement.
What do we call it? BCIA.
BCI. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Burlington Community Improvement Association, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is thank you. I haven't lost it all yet. is that something that would be appropriate there, or is that something that would be appropriate down by the police station? Police station at least be there, mm-hmm. and we'd be able to know. Okay, are they going to need room for expansion? And you know, we're not talking 10, 20 years here. We're talking decisions that may need to be made within the next probably 4 or 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And, you could convince those kids that I've already promised.
Yeah, yeah. In other words, you're telling me I got to keep you from bitten and running out of town. But honestly, I think part of it, and here's another thing. Remember, we are also hopeful if that Tyson property agreement is able to be consummated, we pick up some extra land for Henry Park as well. So it's not a little itty bitty strip. Mm-hmm. So we've got more options, and I don't think any of them are mutually exclusive. So the short answer is yes, Tyson would accommodate what is appropriate for there, and then other activities. We have two options mm-hmm. in my mind. Well, actually three. Tyson, Henry Park, Berlin Multi-Purpose Center, and the new site of the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, between them, I can't imagine we can't find something that works just right for everybody. And good reminder,
mm-hmm.
we'll do everything we can mm-hmm. to keep you from being run out of town. It's right. And I think that's another thing that we're trying we have a lot of things. We're trying to make things accessible to all neighborhoods. All right? The southern end of Berlin, where it meets the county, is definitely ball field central. And compared to what it was like 40, 50 years ago, it's incredible. And so if we can have different areas of town providing different recreational opportunities, because I think that's wonderful for all the kids who play on teams. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. We have obviously one of the best little leagues in the country. We have wonderful lacrosse and soccer, and it just, you know, who knows what all else.
Well, it's extended. On. They have all those traveling teams now.
Travel teams coming in, and they bring in people. And the fields are in such excellent condition, and the amenities are now top notch that they were bringing tournaments to Berlin that who would ever believe. But there's also many activities, not just for kids, but for kids of all ages, such as I'll say like things like swimming, bicycling, I don't think too many of the older folks can skateboarding, but maybe Tim can start a
Troy.
Between Troy and Tim, maybe they can start a senior citizens skateboarding.
Troy's the senior.
Well, I skateboard, but I just don't skateboard where people can see me.
But you know, there's so many the diverse things, and I think one of our it's exciting. It's a good thing. Is trying to figure out where's the best place to put the different amenities, and so that they're convenient and also safe and
accessible.
But that's it. Let's not think of it as a burden. We are extremely lucky to
have opportunities.
Have this opportunity, and I think we're all committed to seeing it gets done one way or the other. Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions about all that? Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Bringing that up. Okay. Do you have anything else? I think we're done for tonight, and we'll see how the next 6 weeks
go. Excellent job, Natalie. Thank you.
Thank you.
A lot of hard work out of this.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not quite.
Marsha. Great. Yeah, great.
Says, will that answer?